before we get to Barbaro, about 24, last night, and this is not me saying something that I think is going to put us on the cusp of pop culture. Okay. Remember I told you last year that American Idol, I wasn't going to watch it because I really thought America was getting burned out on it.
I hope you're going to say what you're going to say.
I was wrong about it. I am just me personally, I am starting to burn.
Yes.
On 24.
Look at this. We're all the same.
Yeah, we are on
it
the same page.
It sucked last night.
And
it sucked last week. Yeah.
Here's what it is. I need me more action, I guess, on 24. I need to have the characters that I care about. I don't care about the British guy.
Right.
I don't care about the tall guy with the, like, almost deformed-looking face.
Yes.
Who are these people?
The caveman-type guy.
I mean, the only real drama was a sub-sub-sub-subplot. And that didn't carry. That was between the Homeland Security and the other, and the little nerd guy.
I mean, keep in mind, through the entire run of 24, there have been times where there are episodes, I understand, where not a lot happens.
Well, this is 2 weeks in a row.
And you got to build and you wait for something to happen. And I know the mushroom cloud exploded 2 weeks ago.
Right.
I was watching it last night, and I said to Janet, this is a telltale sign. At one point, at about 9:30, we paused it for a second. To go get a beverage or whatever, came back, and it was like we sat down and started talking and realized we were talking for so long that the TV started to move on without us.
Right.
And it was at that point I said, oh, crap, we forgot to watch the last half hour. I mean, so we backed it up and watched it, but that's
it was
how...
terrible. And the second half hour was worse than the first.
Listen, I'm sure a lot of you guys really still like the show. You're still into it. I will still watch it. I just think that the bloom... is off the rose.
It's amazingly,
at least for me.
It's amazing. I could not agree with you more, and it's amazingly disappointing when you're looking forward to a show like that because it's Monday night.
Right.
And who doesn't like to have something Monday night that, you know, Monday night, it's great having a TV show.
Right.
And I said to Carla, we're getting ready to watch. I said, okay, 24 is coming on. And she goes,
yeah.
I said, what? What? Wow. And she didn't want to have
show's
anything
not made
to do
for
it.
Her, though, anyway, Mike.
No.
The show's made for us.
It's a guy's show. It's a guy's show. But it's like, it's frustrating to have it just flatline so quickly. And but I guess, were we kind of behind the curve on this because the ratings were crappy the first week?
No, hold on.
Right.
The ratings, while they are, that is a huge overstatement to say the ratings are crappy. I mean, the Golden Globes had like 20 million and 24 had like 17 or 18 million.
I guess
viewers.
I did overstate it, but what when it's beaten by an award show, that should have been a telltale sign.
That could have been an anomaly, just a wobble. Yes, boy.
I find it interesting that you're starting to dislike the show just as you cut back on your drinking.
Okay, see, I knew what you were going to say would be worthless.
No, I drank a lot last night.
I thought
it was great.
I was drinking last night. I was drinking last night.
Didn't help.
Not enough to help. Not enough
drink
to
more.
Help.
Please drink more.
That's why we paused it at 9:30. Paused it to go out and make a second tasty beverage.
Season six, right? We're in the sixth year of this.
Now, it could turn around too. I mean, it could start to get a little.
Here's the thing.
More and I don't like the president. I don't like the president. I really don't.
It may turn around, but I don't think I'm going to watch it as feverishly as I have. I don't like the creep from Ally McBeal, who is the president's boy.
Peter McNichol. I disagree with you. I like him.
He's strong.
I think he's a good actor.
But don't you remember him from Ally McBeal?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's not, he doesn't certainly, he's not a true central
and
character.
And I'm sorry, Fahid, you're no whoever the guy was last time.
Edgar.
Fayed.
No, Fayed.
Fayed.
I'm talking to the main bad guy.
Right. The British guy, doesn't he have an Arab name too? He looks Arab. The British guy that works at CTU looks like an
Yes,
Arab
he does.
Guy.
I agree.
Anyway, well, if y'all felt that way, I'm glad I was first of the race today because we didn't discuss that before the show.
And you know what? You want one dramatic moment in the show that they could have improved on. When the guy is in the detainment center and he gets beaten, he should have been killed. He should have been killed. Yeah. But the fact is they lean over him and he goes, I'm all right.
Yeah.
That just immediately takes off. 24 is known for, you know, the peripheral characters getting bumped off every week.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And no Edgar. You know, we don't have anything to really make fun of this year.
Right.
And there's just too much Chloe. I mean, I like Chloe.
Chloe is like a serious character.
But make her the Chloe that she used to be.
Yes, please.
This is the borderline tarred Chloe.
More of that.
You know, don't pan her up and try to make me believe that there are two guys working at our counterterrorism unit that are both hot for her.
Yeah, and they both don't look like they belong anywhere near counterterrorism.
And I'm sorry, but I just, you know, I can't relate to the woman that was profiled.
Yeah.
I can't relate.
I understand.
I'm sorry. I can't relate. so you don't get access. Well, are you a Muslim? If you're a Muslim, well, then you can't get clearance.
I'd like to see a little more of our profiled friend. She's the only thing that's easy on the eye.
I think we will. John's theory is that she's evil. That would be the next development.
Well, that's it, too.
They better hurry up fast with it, because I'm rapidly losing interest.
And the father, you know, I'm sorry, he's Babe's father.
Yeah.
He's the pig's father.
Right. Correctamundo. And Mike?
Yes.
The other thing that I had to tell you about television?
Yes.
Your favorite show of all time?
Gone. Bye-bye. Armed and Famous.
Gone.
See you later. As I predicted early on, I said that show,
I'm surprised.
That show sucked, and I predicted a hasty demise.
We'll do another episode of Mike Rewrites History.
I thought it'd be around.
All right, so you know that. So we're agreed on 24. Now let's talk about the horse that's dead. The dead horse.
I've never seen anything like this.
I know.
Here we go. Now, you would think we're talking about someone that we all knew, that we all loved, that we all respected, that as a nation we all felt for.
We mourn.
This is an animal that has flies around his ass and had like an 80-pound guy that jumped on top of him and beat him with a whip to make him run as fast as he could so some fat ass drinking a mint julep can make a few million more dollars. And all they wanted to do with this animal, with this beloved animal, was then take his gigantic horse penis and take his horse semen and make faster little horses.
So they could make more money.
Right.
And then after that, it's either hamburger, he'd be part of a Big Mac, he'd be part of Elmer's Glue, or he'd be at a carnival somewhere.
Right.
You know.
Kids rides.
They'd whore him out the rest of his life.
Limping around a carnival.
Barbaro.
I don't understand this. I'm trying to.
It's amazing, isn't it?
But I don't get it.
People love animals.
I do get it. Here's what I think. I think it, because you know how the media works in this country now, the coverage begets coverage, begets coverage,
right.
And then people see it in the media, so they feel that they need to respond to it and lay flowers down on a horse fence.
Here we go.
Jesus.
ESPN.com. Barbaro's death is not for the sports pages. It goes on page one. People who haven't been to a horse race in their lives feel undone by this loss. The loss of Barbaro's life is unsettling for two reasons. One, we got to know the horse. We saw him, and this is on ESPN.com.
I know.
But it's not true.
Blast through the starting gate, shake off that violent encounter, and start running as best as he was able again.
That's right.
We saw him wobble from a barn with casts on both right side legs. We saw the limp. We saw his appetite, his bright eyes. We saw what was left of the one hoof. It looked like a peg. Another reason the loss feels so heavy is because we've had animals. Few animals are cowards. Some are born sneaky. But not even chickens are a chicken. Hold on. It goes on and on.
Who wrote this?
The accolades. That's pouring in.
That's from ESPN.com.
Wow.
Here is one from the Baltimore Sun.
Ah.
Barbaro, 2003/2007. A life too short. Yesterday, Barbaro, the horse that won the 2006 Kentucky Derby, was euthanized. He was fine for a month until he developed complications. Finally, this past week, the problems came back as bad as ever. Barbaro was in so much pain, he had to be put to sleep. We mourn his loss, as we would mourn the loss of a family member.
Oh, my God.
Well, come on.
Hold on. I'm just reading you parts of these.
Good
And
God.
As you mentioned tonight from today, Mike, from today's Washington Post. In diagnosing the public's unreasoning love for Barbaro, maybe it comes down to the fact he never lied to us. That's the first line.
Is that Sally Jenkins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Human nature seems like a sorry...
That's the one where I threw my orange juice across the kitchen.
Wastrel thing compared to that horse.
He never lied to us. He couldn't. He's a horse!
He doesn't talk.
His survival seemed like one good thing. A balm for foreign wars.
Yeah, right.
Domestic deceit. And the bimbo cocktail party circuit. Ruthless wealth swappage and cross entouraging that we lately call American
culture. Sally, get a grip.
Keep in mind... She's talking about a horse, okay?
Yes.
A horse who makes dumps bigger than her left leg. And she next writes, Barbaro was an honest, blameless competitor. Our ridiculously soft feeling for him was based partly on that fact. But like so many people in sports, he was not felonious or neurotic. No, he only ate other animals' poop.
He's an animal. He never lied to us because he can't.
That's right. He
doesn't. I mean,
talk.
If you train them, they can maybe like stomp their hoof. And even Mr. Ed, they did that with special effects back then.
I know.
And Hot to Trot, another fantastic film with Bobcat Goldthwait.
He let us place burdens on him, whether a saddle, a bat, or a leg brace, and he carried them willingly, even jauntily, like he had a clue.
Right, no
like
clue.
He had a choice. He's like, yeah, put the saddle right up here. I'm going to give it my best shot with his little horse lips moving.
Because that's what he wanted. When God invented him, he said, I want to be a horse, and I eventually want to have a 90-pound man just climb on top of me and beat the crap out of me to make me run fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to see a good horse story, you get those helicopters flying out where they run wild.
Right.
No,
acid
this is crap.
Right.
Flicka, that's a horse story, okay?
Right. It's a good. I saw that. I took my kids to see
my
that.
Friend Flicka.
Jesus, this makes me. Why does this make me so mad?
BFF. Best friend forever.
That's right.
I wish I knew. I really wish, because I got too upset.
I know why. It's the same reason I do. Same way a lot of people do. Because it was a stinking horse, and you're reading editorials about this on the front page of the newspaper.
Well, it doesn't belong there.
There's more. Right. Here it is on the Today Show.
NBC's Peter Alexander now on the horse no one will ever forget.
Oh, God.
Yes, I will.
Yes, we will.
I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Right.
One horse is another horse. You put the horse next to Sheryl Crow, and I'd say one of them is a pretty good singer,
right.
And one of them had a broken leg.
Our lives, are they that pathetic?
Yes.
Apparently so.
Are they that pathetic that this is what passes for a real tragedy in America?
We got to know.
Meanwhile,
him,
there's
Mike.
This little thing called the war.
I
for
know.
Christ's sake. And they put this on the front page. Way
don't
to go. Because
you...
he never lied to us, Sally Jenkins.
Well, why don't we elect him president then?
There you go.
Why don't we elect the horse president? The horse wouldn't have gotten us into Iraq.
The horse obviously would bring everyone together, like Barbaro did.
Mm-hmm. In the Kentucky Derby this year. And they are off.
Barbaro was a champion straight out of the gate. First dominating last year's Kentucky Derby.
They're coming to the finish, and it is all fire.
And excuse me, I am not the biggest horse fan in the world. Didn't Barbaro kind of come out of nowhere to win the Kentucky Derby? So
right.
It's not like he had...
Won by seven lengths.
But he did not have a string of win after win after win after win, right?
You know what my answer to that is? I have no idea.
Not a long career.
Because you know what? Like everybody in America, we might pay attention to the Kentucky Derby.
Maybe.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. The majority of people really,
don't
it's
know.
Not every single race.
Don't care.
He only had six starts.
Yes, six races.
Six races in his lifetime.
Six
so
races.
That would be he came out of nowhere.
He won one out of six.
And they said because, I remember, because he won the Derby by such a distance, they said, hey, because he did so well against the rest of the field, he's got a shot at the Triple Crown.
Right.
Great.
That's what I remember.
Now maggots are eating his brains out. And Sally Jenkins is writing about him like he was our greatest president.
Actually, not maggots yet. I don't think they've picked a place to plant him yet.
Oh, I hope they put him in a people cemetery.
Yeah.
In a horse cemetery.
Take about eight people's plots.
That's true.
Why don't you put him in Arlington Cemetery?
We should.
Because he's so beloved and everything.
National hero, sure.
Yeah. See how members of our country who have had family members killed in the war feel about having a dead horse next to them.
No, I heard they're going to bury him is, I think, at Churchill Downs with some other horse race winners.
Right.
Fine. If that's what, and then people go, let him go there.
So be it.
No, you know what you do? You do what Joe Pesci did. In Goodfellas. Really.
Just clean it up.
Yeah.
Then suffering a career-ending break at the Preakness last May.
His right hind leg appears to have been substantially injured.
The young colt captured
And every time we...
Here, incidentally... is the reason people care.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the magic tube,
right,
the box.
Nice music.
Because everybody's going, oh, I'm supposed to be sad. You know, throw Ann Curry in there.
And every time that I hear this type of coverage, I keep thinking, what if they did it about Joe T when he broke his leg?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Theismann. Hold on, let me try it with Joe's right here.
Yeah,
in diagnosing the public's unreasoning love for Joe Theismann, maybe it came down to the fact he never lied to us. Oh, well, all right, that doesn't work. We idealized him, but the fact is we could have used a happy ending for Joe Theismann.
Oh, Joe's got a few happy endings in his day.
We got to know Joe. We saw him blast through the starting gate, shake off the violent encounter. We saw him fall. We saw him wobble from a barn with Cass on both right side legs.
I remember that.
We saw the limb.
Both of his right side legs.
The appetite. Joe Theismann's bright eyes. We saw what was left of one hoof. It looked like a peg. Another reason the loss felt so heavy is because we've had pro football players as animals. Few pro football players are cowards. No, come on, please. Here's more of this thing. Okay. Anyway, it's much the same coverage that you got at ESPN when Joe Theismann had his leg broken by Lawrence Taylor in that famous play.
Almost yeah, and I think that really...
Except Joe Theismann is a guy, is a man, is a human being.
This is an animal, but I think this particular piece you're playing right now gives me... this is the reason why, yeah. Because people, hey, it's on the TV.
And imaginations, then for 8 months carried their hearts on his injured hind legs.
I'd like now for all of us to say a prayer for Barbaro and
Shut
for
up!
Those that have loved him so much.
Many of them who had never seen a race.
It wasn't one thing that you can put your finger on and say, this is why everybody loves Barbaro.
Except you're retarded.
It was one thing. It was the unrelenting media coverage.
Right.
Because they created this story.
How many of you dope sent sugar cubes up there?
Manufactured all of it.
Please. You know who's happy? The carrot growers.
Of course.
Christ.
Not anymore, Don.
Hi, Barbaro.
Hello.
The cumulative effect was that the people just absolutely were crazy about this horse.
Barbaro recovered from an injury most horses never survive, thanks to a lengthy operation last spring where surgeons put 27 screws in his leg.
Every day that goes by is great.
But this weekend, the doctor witnessed a significant setback, and yesterday it was decided to put the 4-year-old horse down.
He was just a different horse. You could see he was upset.
Joe was just a different player. We had to put down Joe Theismann.
Oh, my God.
He was upset.
You know,
that was the difference. And it was more than we wanted to put him through.
Oh, you pussy. Shut up. Is this what our country has come to now?
Yes. Yes.
This is it?
This is it.
A horse that won one race.
Uh-huh. And I hate to get back to it, but, I mean, you know, nobody even is aware of the numbers that are coming over from Iraq. Nobody's even aware of that.
Don't even know, and they don't
Nobody's
know.
Even aware of that, but they put a goddamn horse on the cover of the paper.
That's why they embrace stories like this, so they don't have to think about it.
Mike
it's absurd.
And Buzz, if I could tell you, it reminds me of that wonderful movie Seabiscuit.
Yes.
When we lived in a simpler time.
Oh, God.
This animal represents everything that's good. He didn't like hip-hop.
He didn't lie.
He didn't like gangs. He didn't like young toughies that didn't talk to their moms and pops without the proper respect.
I liked everybody.
He loved the song God Hates Fags.
Jesus Christ. Barbaro.
His owners agreed it was the right thing to do.
Grief is the price we all pay.
And that's a word that I always think is very important as well. His owners.
Yeah, his owners.
How much?
That says it right there.
Yeah. How much say did Barbaro have in this?
Right.
You know, his owners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, really, if you want to get to the real core of it that'll piss off all the racing people, he doesn't have that problem if he's out, like, scampering around in a field.
True.
You know,
he really doesn't.
Right.
I mean, if he gets there, I mean, I have nothing against horse racing.
Right. Just let him
Why
go.
Not? But, I mean, when you know, come on.
Right.
Let him go in the backyard.
I mean, the horse doesn't break down unless you're, you know.
Unless you push it.
Racing him.
Right.
Just do like you do with a dog you don't like. Mm-hmm. Just drive him out to the middle of nowhere and just say, okay, get out of the car, Barbaro. Mm-hmm. That's it. Go knock on someone else's door. Get out of here.
For love.
Barbaro's legs made him a star, but his fight to survive made him a legend. His trainer's best memory?
The Kentucky Derby when...
Jesus. You know,
it's the only memory.
It also seems to me that it doesn't take much to become a legend.
No, it doesn't.
All you got to do is win a goddamn race one time and
you're
a legend.
And then shatter your leg in the next race.
That's it, Jesus Christ.
It just makes me mad.
They shoot horses, don't they? There's a reason for that.
Good movie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Why would they have a scholarship in the name of Barbaro when we have, you know, fallen soldiers daily? Right. Why don't we put a scholarship up for each one of those?
You know what? I think we could
even...
This
is a really huge spotlight on what's wrong with this country right now. Mm-hmm. It really is. This particular... And I saw it on every... It was everywhere. It was on the, you know, in the Washington Post, it was in three different sections of the newspaper.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like that, the New York Times as well, the
LA
Times, everywhere. All the newscasts.
I mean, I know it's a news story.
The lead story today.
He's a Kentucky Derby winner that breaks his leg, can't win the Triple Crown. That's it.
Hello,
I'm sorry.
Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, gentle people. How are you today?
What's happening?
Hey, you know, I just want to know, at what point does a horse become an athlete? I mean, like Mike said, the horse had no choice. He was
well,
a
now,
beast.
If you hold on 1 second, and I believe I said that as well.
Yeah, you said that. I didn't say that.
Credit. People always say, whenever I say anything halfway smart, you always get credit for it. But I'm all right with that because you're smarter than me.
I've always been all right with that.
And now I forgot what I was going to say. God damn it.
Why don't you say what you're thinking? God damn me.
No. No, not God. No, not at all. No.
You get plenty of credit for
saying
smart things.
No. Yeah, I know. I had a brain fart. Not really.
This is like have you been knocked off the tracks right now?
Yeah, this is like really played match game yesterday. Now I really thought I had something that was right.
Was it about a horse being an athlete?
Thank you, Rob.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why he's a sponge.
Right. Thank you, Rob.
And that throws me off track when you compliment him.
No, hold on. He made me remember what I was going to say.
Horses.
Do you remember when ESPN had their 50 greatest athletes of the 20th century?
Right.
And they made Secretariat like number 8 or number 9.
Uh-huh.
And we did get into a big discussion that time on the show, is a horse really an athlete? And I think we had the same discussion back then, that he's like a slave.
Yeah. Right.
The horse doesn't have a choice in if he's going to run or not, right?
Well, yeah, I think if you put the horse down as a great horse. Yeah, I mean, who can argue there are great horses in horse racing?
And he was.
But even with, and I hate to say this, and I don't know a lot about the sport, but do you judge based on one Kentucky Derby win the greatness of this horse?
I would think not.
I don't think you can.
Not a track record.
I mean, as people said, you know, I really do believe that the reason this horse is labeled a legend by the media is because the media is so happy that they were able to create this legend.
Right.
And
perpetuate it.
You know, it sucks.
The media is a big, hungry machine and must be fed.
Yeah. And I hate saying the media because it makes me sound like Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, I love Don and Mike show.
Media.
Hello.
Ludicrous.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I'm about beating a dead horse, huh?
Are we beating a dead horse
now? Jesus.
That's good.
That's funny.
Hey, Don, I heard he's going to make a guest appearance on the Final Sopranos episode also. He's going to be in underneath Tony Soprano's bed.
Do a cameo.
Wouldn't that be nice? And tonight, Barbaro's head.
In his final appearance.
Jesus Christ.
It's just a drag. I don't know why it bothered me so much. I really don't.
And the announcer said, here comes Barbaro. It's pretty special.
A special horse that made a nation of fans believe.
And exactly what did he make those people believe,
Mike?
What
did we believe?
He made us all believe that, oh boy, wouldn't you love to see him put a camera out there in front of like the average person, especially the people that are putting flowers down, and they say, he made me believe that by watching TV and eating donuts that I'm going to cry because I'm really not, I don't care about the horse, I'm crying because I'm fat.
You know exactly what they'd say. They'd say, he'd made me believe that anything is possible when you work hard.
Right, and that you persevere no matter what life throws at you, and if you're stupid, they'll put you to sleep.
I learned from Barbaro that if you have a lot of flies by your ass, it's good to have a really long tail.
You know, I was thinking only one thing about that horse.
What?
That it seems to me, I guess because of the horse's injuries, he was never able to get the real prize, which was, you know, for any horse. And this is where I really do believe. Yeah. Those horses that are race champions get to go out to stud. I can't think of a, you know, what a prize at the end of the day. Better than a sugar cube, better than a carrot.
Yeah. Get laid.
You know, couldn't he have brought somebody in to him, like a mare? Is it a mare? Is that a female horse? A filly. A filly, right? You bring a filly in.
Oh, Mike, come on. Let's be exotic. Bring a woman in.
Well, I've seen that on film.
So have I.
That probably would have been easier.
Wouldn't that have gotten the stuff that they want?
They could do that. They've done that, too.
Would have been handy.
I know. More than handy.
I know.
It would be mouthy.
Mouthy.
It'd be mouth.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
We've all seen that.
Yes, we
didn't somebody show it to us here?
We've seen it together.
I think we might have seen it on one of them movies.
Made me believe.
Well, the 8mm.
One of them movies.
Jesus. Barbara.
I could
so long in appreciation. That's what killed me when they put that in the Washington Post today. When you have a dignitary die, somebody who has shaped the lives of millions of people, really done something for mankind, you normally see a wonderful obit, and I always liked it that it says in appreciation. Yeah. I thought it's kind of a nice thing. And when I saw that over the horse thing, I was just.
Did you see? He almost did that like a horse, as a matter of fact. Did you see when they had the little picture of him as well on the front page, it said Barbaro, a tribute, yes. Turn to page C1.
Right.
As if him being on the front page, top fold, was not enough.
Yeah. And they have to put more in there so they can write the flowery speeches on how he touched our lives. He didn't.
He didn't.
I'm right. Sorry.
Here we go. Here's the life that was touched. Barbaro's racing record was 5-5. He earned $750,000.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
He could have earned so much more.
Where's your legend now?
Yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
He would be good to pull a cart. He could be like at the petting zoo. He could be the old mare or the old, he was not a mare, but the old horse that pulls kids around.
If it was like Kramer, if you fed him beefarini. He'd fart. Yeah, remember that great episode?
That is a fantastic
Seinfeld
one.
Where Seinfeld, isn't it Kramer? That's the
yeah. He's got the
he's
top
the horseman.
Hat on. Yeah, he's got the top hat on. And he felt you're right. He fed him something like beefaroni. Had awful, awful horse farts.
Terrible.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah,
now, there's a great horse.
Mm, right. Yes,
that horse was a good horse.
Yeah, because they trained him on the show to fart.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to say two things.
Yes, sir.
First thing is, hello. And the second thing is, thank you so much for bringing us Ed McMahon. He brightened my day. Thank you.
Now, Ed should get an appreciation.
Yeah.
No, I'm
Ed,
not.
I mean, when Ed's time comes, right. You know, you throw Ed on the front page of the style section. There's somebody who's influenced.
Ed McMahon's death is not for the sports pages. The loss of Ed McMahon's life is unsettling for two reasons.
Yep. Ed's not dead. I want to tell everybody that.
One, we got to know Ed. Right. We saw him blast through the starting gate. We saw him wobble from a barn with Cass on both right side legs.
Wow.
We saw what was left of one hoof. It looked like a peg.
In appreciation.
That's right.
Dead McMahon.
There it is.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, the only thing sad about Barbaro dying is he could have had a wonderful career in Tijuana, a retirement career.
Tijuana.
He was trying to get Buzz to say to
that's Tijuana,
Buzz,
sir.
Getting Buzz to say
and really,
Tijuana.
If we're going to be accurate, isn't it really a donkey? Isn't that really? True. Aren't those shows for donkeys?
Donkey. Yeah, you are right, sir.
That's right.
You are correct, sir.
Mm-hmm. But I think we did see that film might have been a horse.
Oh, it was a horse.
Yeah,
sure.
I remember the woman had blonde hair.
You can't not look.
No, you
can't. You really couldn't
try to look away. You
now, where's that
it.
Collection? Horses Across America.
Wow.
That's a video.
Well, they're out
God.
There.
I bet it's out there.
Oh, it is.
Wouldn't it be great to watch it Friday when we're having our absinthe Super Bowl show?
Oh, my God. We'd enjoy that.
On Friday?
We would be laughing, like unhinging our jaws laughing.
Could somebody please get us the video of the woman having sex with a horse?
Because then, you know, then we unhinge our jaws because, you know, with the absinthe,
oh my God.
All inhibitions will be gone. We'll stare and play it again and again and again.
Oh, my God. Can we please get the video of a woman having sex with a horse?
Mm-hmm.
Is that too much to ask for our Super Bowl party? For goodness sakes. That'll make the party, Mike.
Happy Super Bowl.
Boy, that'll make it.
In appreciation.
Well, let me see. Every single line is ringing. I bet it's halfway. Hey, guys, wait, what is it, half Barbaro and half 24? Hello?
Joe?
Yes.
Thank you, Joe.
I guess that would be 50-50.
All right, so we'll figure out when we come back.
All right.
Okay.
I think you've tapped into something with this 24, too.
Clearly.
I don't think we're alone in drifting away from it.
You know, and I thought a lot about it, too, because it's like putting all your chips in. Because mm-hmm. It's not like the bluff that I was making last year with American Idol. This is... For me, this is serious business.
This is a gamble.
You know, I almost called you up last night
mm-hmm.
to ask you, do you think the show's starting to suck a little bit?
It was so funny because, I mean, I was arguing with Carla at the beginning of it because she really didn't care whether we watched it or not. Right. And then when we got into it, at the very end, I'm like, ugh, I have to agree because it was just nothing.
Blah.
And they bring the father in, and a total miscast as, yes. as the father. Father should have been a tough guy. Instead, he's this nerdy, stork-looking guy.
He's
a great
son.
Actor. He's
yeah,
been
he
in
is.
A lot of good
like
stuff.
Yeah. He's my son.
He's my son. And yeah. then, the you know, who are they making the evil villain? You know, a guy that looks like Humpty Dumpty.
Jack should have kept the bag on that guy's face. Now,
that was good stuff.
There would have been a payoff there.
Yep.
And maybe I wouldn't have jumped ship if, in fact, Jack had kept the bag over his brother's face.
Mm. And, you know, it's always suspend disbelief. That's what you've always said about 24. But in this case, it's just nothing really happening.
Well, you're going to give it at least
and you know, you become
week, right?
you become more aware of the BS on 24 when it's really not action packed, when it's jam packed with all sorts of stuff going on, crazy stuff.
You're
you
right.
forget that you have
let
to
let it go.
Right. When it's mellow, you True. Go, yeah, he's really going to get that lady to resign by showing her a piece of paper.
We got to break the last thing. I'm not trying to be a last word freak, for goodness sakes. The indictment of how bad that was last night. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed CSI Miami more last night,
wow. and that was a repeat.
Yes.
Wow.
It was a repeat.
Yep.
It's your
one of the better
sure
ones.
Was.
Too.
It was a good repeat, though.
Yeah. I have one question.
Yes.
Do they really have hotties on the toll bridges in Miami?
You know,
have you ever seen that? I've never seen that.
Constantly. They all look like Broomhilda, like with big noses and those big bumps on their noses.
Like these are Hooters girls on the toll takers. I didn't get it.
It's a nice
I
touch.
I wish. Isn't it, and that's the fantasy that the tourist. Board of Florida wants you to think.
Right. Yeah, somebody may be, there might be an area where they're, you know, going to a particular, like, wealthy island where they happen to have, yeah. like, young, nubile women there. I mean,
where
who knows?
Where is that, for God's sakes? No, nowhere we've been in Florida.
Not that I've
not
seen.
Not at Fort Myers.
Not coming off Alligator Alley.
Hold on, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.